Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. Get ready to step into the charm of Lexington, Virginia, as we explore the history, holiday magic, and year-round offerings of the Lexington Carriage Company. This episode features Shayna Pardue Lehman, who takes us behind the reins, literally, to share the story of this beloved local treasure. From their enchanting Christmas light rides to historic tours and fairy tale wedding moments, Lexington Carriage Company is much more than a scenic ride through town. It's a getaway to timeless memories. Join us as we record from the carriage house, surrounded by beautifully crafted carriages and gleaming harnesses, for a festive and insightful conversation. Welcome to the show, Shayna. It's great to have you on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, this is so exciting. Laughers, for those of you that are watching the video version, there is the Christmas light carriage right behind us. It's, I think Santa was on it just recently. Is
just
that correct?
Just a couple of days ago.
Yeah. Yes. Lighting the Christmas tree post Thanksgiving.
Lighting the Lexington Christmas tree, right? The day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Candlelight processional in Lexington is always the Friday after Thanksgiving. And Santa rides on the carriage and lights the tree.
All right. It looks ready. We even lit it up a little bit. I don't know if you can see that, but I am so excited to have found you. And she was telling me a little bit about the story of the Lexington Carriage Company before we started recording. But I think we need to share it with them as well. So what inspired opening this place in the first place?
The Carriage Company itself actually was opened in 1985, and it went through a couple of different owners, and I came here as a driver in 1996 and purchased the company in 2000. So, 2004.
It all runs together after a while.
2004.
2004 makes 20 years for you.
It has been.
Well, how has it evolved over the years for you?
We have added carriages and trucks and trailers and events, and it just gets more, I don't know, more complex a little bit every year, but more fun. We have fun.
I think you do. What are some of the behind the scenes stories or challenges that you've had, you know, in comparison, like in your early days? Let's talk about that time period.
Okay. And challenges. It's a challenge to each horse, each team of horses. We usually drive pairs. They each have their own personalities, mm-hmm. and it can be a learning curve to figure out which horses you really kind of connect with better. And, we all drive all of them, but we all have the horses that we're like, oh, that's my team, you know. And so it's a process to find the ones that you really feel the most comfortable with and the ones that feel the most comfortable with you.
There's a relationship.
There is, absolutely.
Okay. So will some horses then do better with you versus some of your other staff and vice versa? Is that what we're saying?
Everybody thinks that I spoil them, so then they all want to have me.
Probably true.
I give lots of cookies and things, and they're all kind of, they follow me around, and then they're like, oh, you ruined my horses. Not really. So,
because you're giving them cookies.
They love cookies. They love Pop-Tarts.
Really? They can eat Pop-Tarts?
Absolute favorite thing.
Okay.
They don't get a ton of Pop-Tarts, but they do get some Pop-Tarts and oatmeal cream pies and things like that as a special treat.
You do spoil them.
They're
a little bit. How many horses did you have at the beginning, and how many do you have now? Did it change much over the years?
I got 9 horses with the company. I already had two. Well, I already had 4, but 2 working. So we had 11, and now we have 14 working horses, but we do have 28 horses because when they retire, they stay with us. People ask all the time, like, so what do you do with them when they can't work? Well, they just stay on the farm and live out their years.
How far is the farm in relation to the carriage house, and how do you transport the horses?
We live about 10 miles away.
Okay.
And so we trailer them in each mm-hmm. day that they work. We run tours April through October, and the same horses don't work every day, but we bring them in each morning and then take them home each evening. They never spend the night in town.
Okay. Well, what is the average weight of your horses?
They probably weigh about 11 or 1200 pounds each.
Okay.
We have smaller horses than like your drafts, you know, because a Belgian or a perch runner or a Clydesdale is going to weigh twice that.
Wow. Okay. That's amazing. So do you have any of those kind of horses?
We have in the past. We have one perch run who does not work, but, we had a Clydesdale paint cross at one point, but currently we have mostly halflingers.
Halflingers, okay.
Halflingers were bred to work in the Alps in Austria and northern Italy.
I didn't know that.
And they love cold weather. They love this time of year. When the rest of us have to bundle up, they sweat. they like snow, and they're smaller, but they're very sturdy. Like their legs are big, and they pull up the hills like there's nothing to it.
That's great. So you have a pair for each carriage, mm-hmm. and you're doing the Christmas light rides right now.
That starts 2 weeks.
Okay, yep. From the day of this recording. So I think December 17th is the first.
The 17th is the first one.
Right.
So we're doing the 17th, the 18th, the 23rd, and the 27th.
Okay, and what would that experience entail?
It starts right here at the Carriage House on Randolph Street, and it's about a 25 to 30 minute ride through downtown. We go into the residential section some, just to see the beautiful decorations and the lights and everything, and to experience a little bit of Christmas at a slower pace.
Mm-hmm.
With a little bit of a clip-clop and a bell jingling, maybe, you know, so a little different. And we have a lot of people who come every year. They said it's their tradition. They like to come and ride it on the Christmas lights rides.
How long is the Christmas light ride?
It's about 25 or 30 minutes.
Okay. And the best way to book one of those would be?
Through our website, lexcarriage.com. You hit the book now button and it'll give you the options of a private lights ride or the public lights rides. The private ones are for this carriage, it holds up to 4 people. Or we do the larger carriages by the seat.
Okay. And how many does a carriage hold?
One of our carriages holds 8.
Okay.
It will not be here until the 23rd and the 27th. It's in Roanoke currently, 4 rides there. So the ones that we'll have on the 17th and 18th hold 5 to 6 adults.
Okay. Where do you find these carriages?
Most of our carriages were made in Nashville, Michigan. Justin Carriage Works. And now I think it's called American Carriage. Now they make all sorts of horse-drawn sleighs, wedding carriages,
really?
Cinderella coaches. I think they even make motorcycle sidecars.
Okay.
So they're very, lots of different
versatile
things going on.
Yeah. Right. I used to live in Michigan.
Really?
I don't even know where Nashville is. Is
Do you know where Charlotte?
Oh,
and
gosh,
I hear that
I can't
it's said
remember.
It's pronounced Charlotte and not Charlotte, although it's spelled what I would say Charlotte. But it's kind of between near Battle Creek.
Okay, know exactly where that is. And that is something that you order online or you go to some sort of annual.
We actually ordered our last one that we got. We ordered it online. It has different options. You choose which options you want, which axles, which brakes.
And they ship it to you.
And well, no, we went and got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I guess you could have it shipped, but we went up and picked it up.
Yeah, right now is a busy time of year for you. So you were talking to me about, and you've mentioned a little bit even in the interview of some carriages in Roanoke, but where are all your carriages right now? What does that look like for you this time of year?
So we have 6 carriages in downtown Roanoke this Friday, the 6th and the 20th for Dickens of a Christmas. And
that sounds fun.
So we'll have 6 carriages running there Friday nights. And then we're in Lynchburg at the market on Saturday mornings. And we're doing breakfast with Santa in Lynchburg on this Sunday morning. We're doing Several, we're at Stablecraft Brewing. On Saturday afternoon. We're in Natural Bridge. 3 days for Luminary Nights. We'll be there doing rides under the bridge, which is always really neat. So we've got 3 nights of that. We're just kind of traveling around this time of year for gypsies.
Is this your busiest time of year?
It is, especially as far as travel. For tours, our tour season, the busiest time is October, typically when the leaves change.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as going and traveling and how many carriages we have out, this is our busiest time of year, events-wise.
When you or one of your staff is getting ready to take people out for a tour, what kind of preparation is involved on your end to be ready for your guests to take tours with you? How early do you have to get here? What do you have to do? What does that look like?
We start 3 hours early before our start time.
Right.
So that includes trailering them in, cleaning the horses up, brushing, feeding, you know, getting them prepared, harnessed, hooked to the carriage, reins on and everything, and out the door. So it usually, from start to finish of loading them on and getting them out, is about 3 hours.
And then when they return, what does the post-trip look like for you?
Slightly less time, but not a whole lot. It's almost the same thing, just backward. We bring them in. We'll bring them right in the door here if we're working in town, and we unhook them. We feed them, take their harness off, wash their diapers and everything, clean everything off, and take them home.
Okay.
And so, feed them again. And
how much does a horse eat?
We feed almost 3 tons of grain every month. So
I don't think I could ever do that.
They eat a lot.
For sure. That is a lot of grain.
It is.
So if the trips, is that what you call them? Carriage rides. Mm-hmm. They're around 5 and 7 usually, right?
Yes. Okay. So we started about 5. And we go through 8. I think the last one's usually around 8 each evening.
Yeah. So then if you get back around 8, you could get home around midnight sometime.
Well, that's one of the early nights for this time of year. When we finish in Roanoke at 10, we get home later.
Okay.
Because we got to bring 6 teams home and do all that. Mm-hmm. It takes much less time with 1 or 2 teams than it does with, you know, 10 horses.
Okay. And that's more than one trailer, I guess, then.
Yes.
All right.
We have 2 horse trailers to haul everyone, and then a couple of trailers to take carriages as well.
Okay. And then throughout the year, you have historic tours.
We run historic tours April through October, Wednesday through Sunday.
All right.
And so that's about an hour-long tour, and it starts at the visitor center, but it's a fully narrated tour through the whole business section as well as the residential section, which dates back to the 1820s to 1880s. Lots of beautiful architecture and lots of really neat stories that go along with a lot of the buildings that we pass.
And when you say narration, is there a tour guide on the carriage with them? Okay.
Your driver is actually your guide.
Okay.
That's another challenge in learning to do this.
Yeah.
To learn the history, the driving, and put it all together.
How long would it take for someone to train to do a job like this?
It takes several months, mostly driving training, just for safety.
Right.
Then during that time, they get to listen to one of the others of us riding along, giving the tour. So they're kind of picking it up as they're driving with somebody on, you know. Double teaming.
There you go. Where do you find people to do this job?
It takes a very special type of personality to do this. You have to like people. You have to like being out in public, but you have to also be good with the horses. And so there's not a particular place to. They tend to find us.
Really?
It's great, you know. So
have you had someone here a long time other than yourself?
Actually, everybody
that's great
has been here for years.
Wow, they know the ins and the
outs.
We're
addicted. We're addicted to horses.
Horses are majestic. I've often say that. I think they're incredible creatures. You were telling me too, they have their own personalities.
Oh yes. They're definitely, they choose who is in charge. And in every pair, you have the lead horse and mm-hmm. the off horse. And the lead horse is in charge of that pair. And they very clearly tell the other horse what to do. You know, they're responsible for turns and kind of, you know, being the pivot horse. And they love that. It's a certain, there's always a doer and a looker, a worker and a looker in every pair. There's a lazy one and a hard worker. And they tend to balance each other pretty well. And most of the time when people are riding, they say, oh, that's just like marriage. There's a worker and a looker, you know.
The yin and the yang.
That's right.
Even, you know, in the teams with the horses.
Right. I tell them it's the gas and the brake. We have a couple who are so lazy. And I'm like, but they just slow the other one down, you know, because he'd probably just work himself into a lather. Mm-hmm. So they just kind of keep them steady.
I like that. And then they retire with you.
And they retire with us.
That sounds like a pretty good
life. They're family members.
For a horse, yeah. I like that. What are some of the favorite stops along the historic tour for you and feedback from people that take the tour?
I think my favorite parts are also the ones that people, like we have people who will ride with us a lot and bring people back, you know, they're like, oh, anytime I have guests, we come to ride. And it's always the same two things that they're like, you're going to tell them, right? You're going to tell them about the streets being leveled, because the streets in Lexington were dug down to make it more level and easier on the horse traffic in the mid 1800s. And it's really incredible to go down Main Street and see where the street used to be. And the front doors used to be versus where it is now, and how much work they would have had to do by hand in the mid 1800s to make that happen. And so that's one. And then, of course, Robert E. Lee's horse Traveler, we go by his stable. And it's a really neat story to tell about Traveler. And it is tradition on Washington Lee's campus that the spirit of Traveler is still welcome. So his doors are always open so that his spirit can come home. And everybody's like, you're going to tell us about Traveler, right? So those are my two favorite things, too. I said, I will never skip either of those, ever.
Sounds like the guests enjoy the same two things.
Well, those are really, they're fun. And when we take school groups, those are the things that the kids will be more interested in than who lived in which house, you know, and kind of the architecture and such. But there's some things that I think most everybody kind of thinks is pretty neat.
Yeah, I like that story too. And then are the horses playing a role in creating the memorable experiences?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I want to hear
one.
Yeah. Yes, let's
named
talk about
Woody.
That.
Okay. Woody pops his lips. So he stands. And my sister typically drives him, and they'll be at a stop, and she's talking about everything, and you can hear him up front, like, pop, 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 pop. He just stands and, like, pops his lips together. It's just his little habit, and we laugh. We're like, he's saying you're talking too long. It's time to go.
Time to move on.
But he just does it, you know, and everybody laughs, and they get video of him. And then there's Weepy, who works with him, who is the laziest horse ever. We tell him he's the Kit Kat bar. He's always trying to get a break, you know, give me a break.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, everybody laughs because he's like slacking behind. And if we stop at the Jackson house to talk about it. And if somebody walks by, he tries to grab their purse or something, you know, and see, like, he can't believe if they don't want to pet him. And so everybody just enjoys watching them interact with each other. And, you know, and of course, they're all so friendly that we welcome anybody coming up to pet them and love them when we get back. And so that, I'm sure that's a big part of the experience.
Do you hop off during the tours for any photo moments or things
Not
like
typically.
That? Not typically. So it's before or after you come back?
Right.
Or while you're riding?
Oh, people take pictures like forward of the horses, you know, and things. But a lot of people get pictures with the horses. They get selfies and things like that. And I have had people cross the street in front of us as we go down Main Street and try to get selfies in front, you know, as the horses are coming at them. And the horses are kind of like, I'm not going to step on you. Clear a path. So,
yeah, I really do love horses. They're really beautiful. What kind of strain is it on a horse? at all to carry a carriage?
So the way their harness is set up, it actually distributes the weight mm-hmm. across the harness. So, and they are not pulling a carriage. They push it. They wear collars and they push into the collar and it distributes the weight. And there was a study on the Charleston carriage horses several years ago where they were trying to figure out exactly how much, I guess, energy is used mm-hmm. to pull the carriage. And their carriages are bigger than ours typically. But what they came up with was it's essentially like equivalent to us pushing a shopping cart.
I see.
So it is not, and especially with two of them, horses can pull up to 3 times their own weight.
Okay.
And I can pull the carriages around.
Yeah.
Not uphill. I don't weigh 1,200
pounds. I'm not
going to
do that either. Yeah, I'm going to pass.
Right, me too.
How old is your oldest carriage and how new is your newest carriage?
Our newest carriage is a 2007. Our oldest carriage, I'm not sure ages on a couple of the wedding carriages that we have. Our oldest touring carriage is a 1992.
Okay. So not a like historical significance to this current
collection? No, they are authentic replicas.
Okay.
And they're authentic except for the fact that they have rubber tires, they have hydraulic brakes, mm-hmm. and they have electric lights. We appreciate all three of those things that are added. And it makes the ride a lot smoother with rubber wheels. Rubber
it does.
Tires. Yeah.
Okay. And that's why the replicas.
Yes.
Is that a trend or a norm in your industry that people will do what you guys are doing?
I think so. Most people, especially for commercial carriage rides that are going to be used, would not use an antique carriage so much. You know, they're harder to maintain. They would have more needs because mm-hmm. of their ages.
That's why we find them in the museums.
That's right.
Okay. What role does the carriage company play in the community that surrounds Lexington?
We are very fortunate to have a lot of people who come by and they'll bring the horses treats. We go by one house over on Lee Avenue and they keep Pop-Tarts in their mailbox. And if we're out, if we're going by their house, they come running out with a Pop-Tart. And he goes, it just makes my day to feed them, you know. And I think that it's great because a lot of people who live in town are not around horses regularly. And we're right across from the library when we're getting the horses ready. And so story time and things like that, people bring the kids over to mm-hmm. visit with the horses. And, we're a part of the tourism, which is a major industry mm-hmm. in Lexington. And so it's just, we're fortunate to have such a great community to work in and around.
Yeah, you are. And you also do weddings and special events, right?
We do.
All right.
We do weddings anywhere pretty much within 75 miles or so of Lexington. So we travel a lot. We go to Lynchburg. We go to Roanoke. We go to Harrisonburg, Charlottesville, and, anywhere around to do weddings. And then we do festivals of all kinds year-round, different things. Fairs. We do the Bath County Fair every year, so that's neat. And so we do a lot of different events, too.
At the festivals, what are you riding around the property? Or what does that
look
like?
All of our Christmas events are pretty much like a ride around the block.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just doing, a lot of times it will be at a market, a community market, to kind of draw people in to mm-hmm. do their shopping locally and take a carriage ride.
I got you. So it's a shorter version.
It's a shorter version, yeah. We don't do anything typically like our tour here in Lexington's about an hour long. We don't do anything like that out of town.
Got it. Okay. So the shorter excursions is what happens when you're on the road.
And whoever asks us to be there is the one that typically comes up with the route.
Doing.
So they take care of all that and we approve it because we have to make sure it's safe for mm-hmm. the horses. But otherwise they figure out how long they want it to be.
All right. Oh, that's exciting. So you're doing that around the valley as well.
We do.
You guys, what do you not do?
We have done a few funerals, but not many. But otherwise, and we don't do, and we have people who ask, you know, do you do any, does anybody ever ride the horses? Like, we want a horse we can ride into the wedding, and we don't do that.
Okay.
It's carriage only.
Do you have any particular heartfelt or funny guest stories that pop to mind?
We always say we're going to write a book of like the funny questions that we get, because I love questions on the tour. But I had this one man one time, and we're driving along, and he said, "So when were the water lines laid?" And his wife like elbows him so hard, and she goes, "Are you serious?" And I was like, "Well, I don't know, but we could probably call Public Works and see, you know." But we always, we laugh because we're like, oh, somebody asked us, you know, if some random bridge in town, if that's a natural bridge. And we're like, oh, you're in for such a treat when you see the actual
natural bridge.
It's beautiful, you know, and much bigger. So we, but probably the most heartfelt thing that has happened to me at the end of September of this year. And we were doing a special event in Lynchburg. And this lady walked up and she said, "Were you doing this about 19 or 20 years ago?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, "Were you doing rides at the market for Christmas in Lynchburg?" I said, "Yeah, I was." And she said, "I think I have your picture on my wall because my daughters rode with you and they fell in love with horses. And now they actually have a YouTube channel and they do all these different things where they are taking horses to underserved communities."
Wow.
And exposing, you know, like letting people come up and meet them and just giving them an experience that they wouldn't normally have. And she said, and I just thought I would let you know that you all were definitely a part of that story and were kind of the beginning, because they were like five when they wrote, you know.
That's
and
great.
It almost made me cry. I was like, that's really, you don't know.
What kind of impact.
What kind of impact. And so it was a really neat story. It was special.
That is, I hope they see this.
I do too.
Because it will be on YouTube.
I do too. That would be cool.
That would be great.
I'll have to like tag them or something.
Yeah. That would be amazing. It's a small world. They would certainly know a lot more than me right now, probably. You could teach me a few things. I welcome that. I welcome that a lot. What kind of plans do you have for the future? Anything exciting coming up you might want to share?
I don't know of anything really new. We kind of try every year to improve upon what we've been doing and try to just make it the best experience that we can. We really try to focus hard on customer service and just making it a great all-around experience. And we love it when people say, you know, we come back every year because that feels like we're getting it done. But we always try to just improve upon what we've been doing, and we'll see.
Okay, you heard it here, laughers. You have to come check this out. It is a very charming town, Lexington, Virginia, with a lot of history here. So I imagine that makes for a rich tour for
everyone. We have no shortage of things to share.
No, they don't. And if someone's never taken a carriage ride with you before, what would you want them to know before they came on their first visit?
The biggest thing that I want people to know is that the horses are cared for. They are well cared for. People ask all the time, you know, like, oh, do they like to do this? And I'm like, you know, they will tell you if they don't. Start slipping. But they'll definitely let you know. But our horses, they tend to really like to come in. Now, if they worked a busier schedule, we work them like 2 days a week. And so probably if they did more than that, they'd be like, okay, we're tired, you know. But I like to share anything. If people have questions, totally happy to answer anything like that. But I want them to know that we're going to try to make it a fun experience, whether it's the Christmas lights rides or the rides at Natural Bridge or the tour of Lexington. We want it to be a good, fun experience for everybody.
I like that. So, and just to clarify, I think I understand you correctly, then each of the teams will only work 2 days out of the week. So you're rotating teams then.
Yes. Now, okay. during the holiday That's season, great. It's a little harder because right. we'll have like six events in mm-hmm. 3 days and then we're off for four.
Exactly.
But during the season, we're open Wednesday through Sunday, and they typically work about 10 to 12 days a month, each pair.
That's really exciting. I'm really excited to get on one of these,
You'll
too.
You'll have to come.
I will come.
Good.
And arrange something for That's sure. Right. It sounds amazing. So as we wrap up here, how best can the laughers follow you on social media or connect with you in the best way?
So we are on Facebook at Lex Carriage. It'll come up Lexington Carriage Company, Virginia. We're on Instagram, Lexington Carriage. Our website is lexcarriage.com. And email is lexcarriage@yahoo.com.
That is amazing. Well, thank you for joining us today, Shayna.
And thank you.
You are so welcome. I loved you coming on, speaking to us about all things Lexington Carriage Company, so that we know what's available to us in the Shenandoah Valley in terms of these memorable experiences with your carriages and your horses. It was a pleasure to spend time with you again. So thank you.
And you too. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. And also, laughers, we'll be sure to put all that contact information for them in the show notes as well. So if you've been driving or working out, never fear, you can go when it's completely safe and get the information that you need so you can take and experience one of these lovely carriage rides. Also, if you enjoyed our time today, please give this podcast a like, share, tell a friend, because it helps us grow and helps us provide more amazing content for you and those who want to take advantage of all that we have to offer here in the Shenandoah Valley. And thank you again for that. You laughers, love you. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womack and Friends. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to a FWAF show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to thefunnywomacks.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.